T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So a few of us went out Saturday night. We're not going to name the place because it's a great establishment and it does not deserve to be besmirched by the drunk scene we saw. Now, we were there, you were there, others were there. Again, we're not naming names or places. But it is...
Virginia's girl.
Yeah. Oh, the Kens. We love the Kens. And it's it is the outdoor patio deck drinking season, right?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, you sit back, kick back.
It's the year of bar crawls.
Exactly.
People bouncing from spot to spot.
It's a deck, yeah. And, in Royal Oak is all you can go from deck to deck, quite literally.
Yeah, literally.
And enjoy the weather and kick back. So we got there and we're having swirling a few things. I think the Tiger game was long over, thank goodness. And
they didn't even have another TVs.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, I think it was a replay of the NHL draft was on.
Yeah, they didn't even have the Tiger game on. Yeah. Thankfully.
It was over. I think it was a 4 o'clock game, I believe.
It was on because FS1 had it, but look, nobody cares.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Right. It was an FS1 game. Yeah. So anyhow, behind us. On the little couch area, on the deck, on the patio, was a large couple. That doesn't demean them anyway. We're just trying to give you the scene, a dude and his woman, okay?
You said that, I didn't,
No, I'm just trying to picture the scene, okay?
Okay, you could just say a man and a woman, but that's why.
Okay, a man and a woman, probably late 30s?
Mid to late 30s, sure. Okay. Yeah, not too old, not too young, okay. 100%.
We're sitting there, and I think they had gotten there right before us or right at whatever. So we were just having our little,
No, they arrived after.
After, okay.
Yeah.
A few gins and tonics and whatever, but not getting sloppy, of course. And watched as they ordered these ginormous drinks.
Like as big as somebody's head. That's how big these drinks
almost
were.
Almost as big as Jamie's head.
Yeah, well, yeah, almost.
Not
I mean,
quite.
That's tough to do, yeah.
And just... sucking away on it, like each with a straw in there, and we're watching. And like after an hour, they're not even like talking to each other. They're not even looking around. They're just slurping, slurping, slurping. And he sits back and he looks fine. And she starts going like putting her hand over her mouth. And we're like, okay, guys,
no,
guys.
It was a slow progression.
And it was. Oh, I know. Yeah, it took a while.
And you were all over it. I give you credit.
I was in on the ground floor. I said, watch what's about to unfold here. Then she would do, she would sip again on the drink.
And she switched to water as well.
Then she had some
added
water.
Added water, was like rocking back and forth,
doing
unbalanced.
The gyrations with her hands on her face and like getting into it. And then a sip of water and then a sip of the drink and then... like that, but put her hand over her mouth.
I would also like to add that as we were watching this, us jackasses started betting on whether or not she would actually throw up.
No. In all seriousness, and I'm not proud
we're
of this.
Terrible people.
I said, all right, 10 minutes before she blows. And when she bursts.
Oh, pukes.
Right. Out the blowhole, so to speak. 10 minutes. And you guys are like, no, she wouldn't. They're right there, kind of in the middle of everything. And I said, oh, yeah, she keeps going back to the big drink.
And as you were saying that, you were all turned to me talking, and Mount Vesuvius officially exploded. Yeah. Yeah.
No. One spurt, pause, sip of water. Two spurts, pause. We got up to 4 spurts before he didn't even do anything. The dude didn't do anything. He kind of leaned over.
Oh, he should have taken her home a long time before that.
To our credit, we tried to stop it moments before we enlisted the Birchie Kids' help, and we said, they're not going to be able to finish that giant drink. Just turn around and just for fun ask, like, you guys going to finish that? Because and the guy goes, yeah, why not? Yeah. And they did.
Okay.
They went right back to it.
More importantly, get to the questions here. Because there's a lot going on.
What the hell should we have done?
And are we terrible people for not? Should we have called the waitress? No, should we have let the manager know?
I thought
should
about we the waitress or the management or whatever? And before she blew, so to speak, what should we have done? Is it poor taste not to step in and help them out? Or do they deserve it for getting that schnockered?
And if you don't think it's in poor taste yet, just wait till you hear what Wojo did next. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Someone's keeling over. Someone's drank too much. You know what's going to happen in a bar. What do you do? Did we do the wrong thing?
Well, we did the wrong thing for sure.
Did we?
Yeah.
It's a great story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.